Show. It is National Homelessness Week here in Australia, and there's an incredible local organisation that does amazing things and supports those that are vulnerable in society. It's Beyond Housing. Now, beyondhousing.org.au for more details. You can donate up there as well. If you need to get in touch because you are in trouble at the moment, because there is a lot of things happening in the world at the moment, you can call them right now on 1-800-825-955. But the CEO of Beyond Housing joins us on the line now. We appreciate her time. Morning, Celia.
Morning to Sarah and Herbie. How are you?
We're good. Now, Celia, we know at the moment everyone is doing it rough. How has it been going at Beyond Housing over the last couple of months?
Yeah, look, it's really tough time for everyone in our community, and in particular our homeless and most vulnerable. It's been really difficult to secure crisis accommodation, difficult to get people into private rental, and with so many job losses and reduction in working hours, people are finding it really difficult to sustain the housing they have.
It's funny that it takes a week like this for people to actually pay attention when it's such a huge issue in society all year round, especially locally right here, Celia. The numbers are ridiculous at the moment. It's really sad to see, isn't it?
It really is. We've had an increase of 11.6% of the number of homeless people, or homeless households, sorry, who've presented to our service. 11.6%. As we say, I'd love to be able to come and say, look, things are working and these numbers are reducing, but they're simply not. And I think that in a COVID environment, with so many industries being so significantly affected, hospitality, retail, the arts, all of those things, it's so difficult for people to find and keep work.
Those statistics are very alarming, to say the least. How does a week like Homelessness Week actually help?
Yeah. Look, and I think you're right. It's difficult. We think about this all year round, but having a highlight on the homelessness issue for a week a year really does give us an opportunity to talk about what people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness are experiencing. So it's really about some really good awareness raising. And the focus this year is that everybody needs a home. And we absolutely believe that. And a home doesn't look like what so many people that we see are experiencing. It's not sleeping rough. It's not crisis accommodation. It's not a swag or a tent. That's not a home.
We do know the only way to end homelessness, Celia, is to actually house people. So that is a really important message. Have you had people come to Beyond Housing, obviously with these numbers being driven so high from the pandemic, have you actually had to turn away people?
When we don't turn people away in terms of everybody who needs a service gets the service, whether or not it's the service they expect or need is the issue, I guess. If there isn't a crisis option to put someone in, we can't respond. If there isn't an affordable housing, long-term housing property for them, then we can't secure it. We focus on immediate needs. We focus on referring to specialist support services. And really trying to secure housing for people. But if it's not there, it really limits what we can do. In the federal electorate of Nicholls, which is where we are, we've got a shortfall of about 2,900 affordable social housing dwellings needed.
Wow.
Right. 2,900 to put a roof over the heads of people experiencing homelessness or at imminent risk of homelessness right now.
Celia, if people are listening right now and are in an opportunity where they can help out, what's the best way to get involved? Is it to donate funds to house people? What do you suggest?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And we've had some really generous donations locally from some people who would actually prefer not to be named, so I won't thank them publicly. But we are struggling to find land at the moment. Remember, we talked about our donation from the Peter and Lindy White Foundation. We've talked about that a lot. And we've got money to build 1 and 2 bedroom units, which are the most in demand. But trying to get land that we can build units on is really difficult. So I make a call out to developers, to our real estate, to people who have land that are thinking about selling it. We'd love to talk to you.
Well, Celia Adams, she's the CEO of Beyond Housing. You're an absolute superstar. We appreciate the work your organisation does to bring this awareness during National Homelessness Week. If you want to get involved, beyondhousing.org.au. I strongly recommend you head there, GV. Celia, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Josiah and Herbie. I really appreciate your time and your commitment to this issue. It's fantastic. The Hit Breakfast
Show with Josiah and Herbie. This is Hit.